I want to also ask you about political pressure, not just on the Federal Reserve chair, which you've nodded to, but the president is also now threatening to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. They're accusing her, without publicly disclosed evidence, of mortgage fraud and urging an investigation. In fact, the Justice Department wrote a letter to Chair Powell encouraging her to be removed. Are you concerned that this is starting to be a pattern here of political interference with the Federal Reserve?
So these allegations are unproven, and it's important to stress that. Having just said that, this is the fifth time in the last 5 years that there has been allegations against a Fed official, and already four of them have had to resign. So what I'm concerned about is that there seems to have been a culture that has developed at the Fed that has resulted in these four resignations. But I am very worried about preserving Fed independence. An independent central bank is critical to the well-being of the economy. And there's lots of reasons for that. So, you know, one has to distinguish between the two. I can't speak to the unproven allegations, but I do think it's really important to defend the central bank independence.
Well, as I understand it, the governor has said she wants to, share information and is denying wrongdoing here.